A disciple had come to see Ikku, his master. The disciple had been practicing for some time. It was raining, and as he went in, he left his shoes and umbrella outside. After he paid his respects, the master asked him on which side of his shoes he had left his umbrella. Now, what kind of question? You don't expect masters asking such nonsense questions. You expect them to ask about God, about Kundalini rising, chakras opening, lights happening in your head. You ask such great things, occult, esoteric. But Ikku asks a very ordinary question. No Christian saint would have asked it. No Jaina monk would have asked it. No Hindu Swami would have asked it. It can be done only by one who is really with the Buddha, in the Buddha, who is really a Buddha. The master asked him on which side of his shoes he had left his umbrella. Now, what shoes and umbrellas have to do with his spirituality? If the same question was asked to you, you would have felt annoyed. You would have felt this man is no master at all. What kind of question is this? What philosophy can be there in it? But there is something immensely valuable in it. Had he asked about God, about your Kundalini and chakras, that would have been nonsense, utterly meaningless. But this has meaning. The disciple could not remember. Who bothers where you have put your shoes and on what side you have put your umbrella, to the right or to the left? Who bothers? Who pays so much attention to umbrellas? Who thinks of shoes? Who is so careful? But that was enough. The disciple was refused. Ikku said, then go and meditate 7 years more. 7 years, the disciple said, just for this small fault? Ikku said, this is not a small fault. Faults are not small or big. Just you are not yet meditatively living, that's all. You go back, meditate for 7 years more, and come again. This is the essential message of Buddhism. Be careful. Careful of everything. And don't make any distinction between that this is trivia and that is very, very spiritual.